So let's dive right into this idea of think win-win. It's such a simple phrase, but wow, it can really shift how we navigate relationships, right? At its heart, it's about mutual benefit. Everyone leaves feeling good, no zero-sum game. But let's be real. How often do we actually see that in practice?
Not nearly often enough, Amanda. People get caught up in the idea of winning as a solo pursuit. It's me or you. That's where you get the win-lose mindset. You know, someone pulling rank or using authority to just bulldoze through. It might feel like a win in the moment, but in the long run, it damages relationships and, well, sometimes the outcomes too.
Exactly. And then there's the opposite extreme, lose-win, where someone just rolls over to avoid conflict. I mean, we've all been there, haven't we? Letting the other person get their way just to keep the peace, but ugh, it feels so defeating.
Oh, absolutely. And it can lead to resentment down the line, can't it? I always tell people those scenarios are like walking on eggshells. Inevitably, it cracks. Then there's lose-lose, where everyone is so focused on bringing each other down that no one benefits. It's maddening to watch.
Okay, that one just sounds like pure chaos, honestly. But what really stands out to me in Think Win-Win is how it's not about compromise. It's about finding solutions where everyone gains. And if that's not possible, well, that's where win-win or no deal comes in.
Exactly, it's such a powerful framework. Why settle for something subpar and risk grudges or regrets? By agreeing to part ways, you're respecting both parties' needs. It's tough to do sometimes, though, isn't it?
It is. But here's a great example of it. During a high-level business negotiation I researched, both sides were pushing hard for their interests, but they reached a point where they realized a deal just wasn't achievable without sacrificing too much. Instead of forcing a bad agreement, they parted ways on good terms. No hard feelings, no lost respect. It was kind of inspiring, actually.
That's a great example, Amanda. I've seen something similar in safety planning with teams. When everyone's chasing their own win, like pushing their agenda without thinking about the overall goal, it's chaos. It could lead to missed deadlines or unsafe outcomes. But when they switch to a win-win approach, amazing things happen. Everyone rallies around shared goals.
Right, and it feels so much better for everyone involved. It's not just about the results, it's about how you get there.
Thinking back to those examples we discussed, Amanda, it becomes clear that the real foundation of a win-win framework starts with character. Integrity, maturity, and an abundance mindset. These are the cornerstones. Without them, all the strategies and techniques might just feel hollow, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, integrity is non-negotiable, but maturity? That balance between courage and consideration, it's tricky. Like, it takes real guts to stand by your principles, but you've still got to acknowledge the other side, yeah?
Exactly right. I've seen this play out countless times. Without trust, you're doomed. I had this one project years ago where the contractor and the supplier were constantly butting heads. The supplier felt bulldozed and the contractor thought they were being stubborn. It wasn't until we framed the discussions around shared principles, integrity and mutual respect that we got anywhere consistent. It took weeks just to build that common ground.
And that's it, isn't it? Trust isn't built overnight. It's the little things, the everyday actions that prove you're someone worth taking seriously.
Spot on, Amanda. It's the principle behind what Covey calls the emotional bank account. Small deposits, like keeping promises, being honest, showing respect, build goodwill. And when things do go wrong, those deposits can soften the impact, can't they?
Definitely. I've experienced this firsthand. A couple of years ago, I was working on a collaboration that went south. Miscommunication, assumptions, you name it. We lost trust completely. But after the initial fallout, I started investing in that emotional bank account. Transparency, small but consistent actions to rebuild trust. It paid off big time. I mean, the project turned out to be one of the most rewarding of my career. So, emotional investments really do work.
That's a fantastic example. Trust is the foundation of those relationships. Without it, the whole framework collapses. And once you do build it, you move to the next step. Structuring agreements. This is where clarity becomes critical, especially when it's about aligning on the outcomes, not micromanaging the process.
Oh, this one's huge. If you focus too much on methods, you stifle creativity. It's like, Imagine telling Picasso how to paint. You'd miss out on the magic entirely. Focusing on outcomes, though, that gives people the freedom to innovate, doesn't it?
Exactly. I've seen teams waste hours trying to dictate every step of the process. It's exhausting. A clear agreement on outcomes lets people play to their strengths, Amanda. And when people feel trusted to do their jobs, they often exceed expectations.
Right. And it's so much more respectful. It says, I value what you bring to the table. Honestly, that's where the magic happens. Not in micromanaging, but in cultivating potential.
Agreed. And once you've got that trust, that framework of relationships and agreements, you can tackle even the most complex challenges together. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Trust and clear agreements really do lay the groundwork, don't they? But here's the thing, James. Without the right systems and processes to support all that goodwill, even the strongest foundations can start to crack. So let's dive into what makes this win-win stuff actually stick.
Oh, 100%, Amanda. I've seen it time and time again. If the framework doesn't support collaboration, you're fighting an uphill battle. Take performance evaluations, for example. If the system only rewards individual achievements, why would anyone bother with teamwork?
Exactly. There's this company I read about. They flipped the script by tying bonuses to team outcomes rather than individual metrics. It totally changed the game. Suddenly, everyone was setting collaborative goals instead of competing. Honestly, it was inspiring to see what's possible when the system matches the vision.
That's a great example. I had a similar experience when mediating a conflict over resource allocation. Two departments were basically at loggerheads, each trying to outmaneuver the other for budget. It wasn't until we reframed the conversation around shared interests, not just positions, that progress was made. And when we added clear accountability to the process, things actually started moving forward.
That's brilliant, James. I mean, it's such a shift, isn't it? From what can I get to how can we all achieve this? And that shared vision, it's like the glue that holds everything together.
It really is. But sometimes getting there takes some effort. You've got to insist on objective criteria, things everyone can agree on, like industry standards or measurable benchmarks. They act as neutral ground, you know? Levels the playing field.
Totally. It saves so much time too. Instead of arguing over endless opinions, you've got something concrete to work with. It's like you stop spinning your wheels and start actually moving forward.
Exactly. And once you've got those systems in place, the possibilities for collaboration really open up. Communication becomes easier, goal setting gets streamlined, and the overall culture just thrives. It's not a quick fix, though. It takes real commitment.
Oh, absolutely. But like anything worth doing, a little upfront effort pays off big time in the long run. Collaboration isn't just a buzzword, it's a skill, and systems like this give it the room to grow.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Amanda. At the end of the day, cultivating collaboration is about aligning people, processes, and systems towards a shared purpose. It's ambitious, sure, but worth every ounce of effort.
And on that note, we'll leave you to reflect on how you can bring more win-win thinking into your own systems, whether it's at work, at home, or anywhere else. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.